Jick and Skullhead show. 10 dozen minutes of whatever Jick decides it is with Jick and Skullhead. Are you there, Jick?
Yes. How about 10 dozen minutes of Canadian dollar coins?
I am with that.
I've got one in my hand right now. It has Elizabeth Elizabeth the Twoth on it, and it says D.G. Regina, and a duck on the back, which is cool. So yeah, this is kind of news. Today I got in the mail the very first $10 Canadian currency postal donation, and so created the Mr. A. And gave it to the guy who sent this in, along with a lengthy list of trivia items about Canadian currency. They're all pretty interesting. The guy's name is Carew, and so yay, new item, and yay, I'm about to get a bunch of Canadian currency in the mail. As of right now, it's not automatically tied to the Canadian exchange rate, but I'll probably do that. It also needs a drawing, I think. But, yeah, so that's what's new here. Also, I got, remember how I got the best letter ever from Invader Doom, which was the letter drawn to look like the message system with the message in it?
Yes.
Well, his brother, Monsieur Bob, sent in a sort of a duplicate of the entire screen, except it's him poonzoring his brother in combat. And also sent another very generous donation. And so, sorry you've been unseated, Invader Doom, as the guy who sent me the best thing ever. Your brother wins the day today. Those were the two things I wanted to mention before we got going. You got anything? Got anything pressing?
Nope. I pressed all my shirts and I pressed all my stockings, and I'm kind of pressed out.
You're pressing your luck with that joke.
Yeah, I think I am.
Big
Let's
money,
press
no whammies.
On, shall we?
The what?
Let's press on, shall we?
All right. So yeah, I went to visit Scully this weekend up in the filthy mountainous shithole. Weather was nice though, compared to down here where it's starting to boil the asphalt. Yeah, I'm kind of zombified from a long drive back this afternoon because I actually stayed through until today. So I apologize if my attention span is a little weakened, but hey, hopefully I can fortify it with this fortified wine. That's actually not fortified wine, because that's kind of gross.
No, so that would be kind of cool, though, if you could get, like, your daily requirement of vitamin B12 or whatever from your wine.
Yeah, I think fortified wine is actually just, like, wino wine with extra alcohol added to it. Like, I think Mad Dog qualifies as fortified wine. Let's see. Ponjos asked several days ago a question that keeps coming up, and I keep answering it kind of the same way, but I don't know that I've ever done it in a forum as public as this one. He says, Jick, can we have a pound counter in our personal profile? It's annoying to have to count up the pounds every time I need to know the weight for spoiler reasons. See, the spoiler is exactly why I don't want to do that. I don't want to draw people's attention to the fact that that thing is important, and that's why it is not like that now, and that's why it's not likely to be like that in the future. You know,
it's elemental math.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but the thing is, like, you know, like, do it once, write down how much you have, and then pay attention to how much weight your current familiar gains. You know, or get them all up to 20 pounds, because then you just count them and divide by 5. And then you know how many hundreds of pounds. let's see. Nathan186 says, I asked a question similar to this a couple of shows ago. Could you make the player names linkable to their profile in the clan hall for when announcements are posted? Yes. Yes, I can. Let me put that on my list of things to do here, because that I should have done that when I did the messages thing, but I just forgot. Clan ANUS player links. All right. Thanks, Nathan. Garland says, thanks, which is an example of why /CONV is not a useful command. Probably a mistake. I did discover, and by discover, I mean get told about by Hot Stuff. There's a problem with /CONV, which is actually causing it to misfire sometimes, the same way that Reply did. So bringing back the problem that was entirely conceived and implemented to fix, where it doesn't actually register who your last PM was sent to until it's received by the other person. So, like, basically if somebody's using the old chat and they don't ever refresh it, you can send a PM to them, and then do a slash C, or a slash V, rather, and it won't send it to them. It'll send it to whoever the last person you actually delivered a PM to, rather than who you sent it to. This I can fix. I just need to do it. So I'll put that on my list, too.
And stop using the old chat, guys. Come on.
Well, I mean, some people just don't have any other options, like people who are using ancient Macintoshes. Which Mac has that problem where, like, old Mac software just doesn't work on new Macs in any way that doesn't suck ass since the sort of Mac OS to OS X or whatever transition. So a lot of people are hanging on to old hardware because they don't want to render all their expensive software useless. Baron Von Brown-Eye says, could you add a make multiple function for the Crackpot Mystic? It would be helpful, especially with the fairly new ability to make white pixels. Yeah, that's something that will eventually get in there, but it's kind of low priority. let's see. Nathan186 asks something that is actually a pretty good question. Could your name in chat be colored? Like, for me, could Nathan186 be colored in chat? I get so used to the fact that mine already is, and that's really useful to me. And so I'm thinking, at first I thought, yeah, I'll make it to where you can choose in the account menu whether you want that to happen or not. But then I was thinking that I might just make it so that just always happens. What color would you suggest for your own name showing up? I mean, you would obviously suggest red for you, but what do you think for everybody else, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, it's tricky, because green is already used for a lot of notifications. Orange is mod warning. How about plaid? Can we do plaid?
I think so. We could just make each letter a different color.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
All right. I should do something like that.
But if you're... Nathan186, if you were asking if your name could be colored so that everybody could see it, the answer is, of course, no.
Oh, no, I don't think he is. I think he knows better than to ask that. Ponjo says, Jick, did you know that when the fuzzy dice trip an opponent, your soft spheres don't take effect? Is that supposed to be like that, or should the soft sphere still work on the enemy? Now, the soft sphere is conceived as a damage shield, like in other RPGs. So it only takes effect when you take damage. So that's correct. If the dice trip your opponent and it doesn't attack you, then it doesn't get close enough to you to actually have to move through the sphere. MaxGuy56 says, sorry to interrupt a most likely non-sucking radio show, but I'll be gone from KOL for a week or so at an international improv competition. Wish me luck and please don't implement Ascension. Good luck and okay. All right, everybody. You heard it here. It's MaxGuy56's fault that it's another week at least.
Excellent.
Silverlock says, mall navigation has improved a great deal. Lag on an actual purchase is still to suck. Please, please put this near the top of your post-ass-tension to-do list. All right, the reason that lag on an actual purchase is so bad is because of the just incredible number of people hitting the mall all at the same time. One of the things that I'm going to do, and this I'm dreading this because I'm dreading this opening up new dupe bug holes, and I'm dreading having to take the mall down to actually make this transition, is moving the mall in its entirety to the second database server, which is basically going to make it so the second database server is under all kinds of load all the time, but it should help pretty much everything. It should make the mall a little faster, and it should make the rest of the game a little faster. It gets complicated once it's over there. And that's complicated. MaxGuy56 says, did you get a chance to read the thread about the idea of having a pixeled familiar? What did you think of the idea? I didn't read it, but we've discussed that at times. I figure, you know, if we ever think of something that is... Because, you know, there is a star familiar, and it's very similar. The stars are very similar to the pixels in the way they work. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll think of something at some point and stick that in there. Pawn sacrifice, which, like when your hard drive fills up, you have to do a prawn sacrifice sometimes. Oh, yeah. Would it be possible, please, to add use multiple to 31337 scrolls, and will you implement it? The reason that I haven't done that is because 31337 scrolls do something different the first time than they do all the times after that. However, I believe that I have now just decided, based on one of the things that has changed in the post-ascension content, that it's okay that if you try and use multiple the first time, it just resets the quantity to one, and you only use one of them, and then you can use multiple after that. So that might be worth doing.
Is there anything else in the game that works like that?
Well, not that I can tell you about without spoiling.
Ah, right.
So there is, but no, not that anybody knows about. Let me see. Multi-use 31337 goes on to the list. Let's see. Ponjo says, Jake, have you considered a slash listen all command or a slash listen stop command? I don't think that would really be useful. If you've ever tried listening to all the channels at once, yeah, that's pretty terrible. Richton says, this is a pretty good question, why is the only thing we can put on our guano coffee cups tea? Shouldn't they be called guano teacups? Well,
coffee?
I had a picture drawn of a coffee cup, and not a teacup, so no. But, you know, we're eventually there'll probably be a tea and coffee making thingy in there. There'll be some different stuff. That's a way for us to kind of do some more random little things, and we got some ideas. Bobo the Bum says, does the turtle blessing even do anything? Not really. That's kind of a holdover from back when nothing did anything. It's part of the Turtle Tamer's epic weapon, which will become more important. And, I don't know, I was thinking about, doesn't it give you some meat or some stats or something, though, when you use it?
The actual blessing itself?
Yeah.
I can probably tell you.
Oh, no, wait, no, the scroll of summoning does it and gives you the blessing.
Right.
I see. And the blessing is, what, like a pill?
I always thought it was the turtle came up and excreted, and because it kind of looks like a turtle dropping, I guess.
Huh.
But yeah, all you don't get anything out of the scroll of turtle summoning but the blessing.
Oh, okay. Because I should make it so those are usable in combat or something. let's see. Yes, 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 asks a question that really I just need to do this to make it so you can add up to 11 items at a time to the clan goodies hoard, much like the closet system, just so that we can save the time it takes people to send us this message 10 times every week.
Also, right now, I'm going to add that to the frequently asked questions thread.
Yeah. I had it. You know, it would probably only take me like an hour to do that, so maybe it's time to just sacrifice that hour and do it. Right now, so you just do the show by yourself, okay?
Well, I've done it before.
I was just kidding, though. Neville Den Jacoby says, just curious on this one. I have 150 penultimate chests. I use 50 of them and get about 6,000 and an average of 35 of each item. I use the remaining 100 and I get about 6,000 and 38 of each item. When does it cap out and why? It doesn't cap out. Most of the multi-use stuff has the same problem as, well, let's see. Most of the multi-use stuff shares the same problem, which is that I sort of based it on a naive interpretation of the way the probabilities would work out. So basically, there's a forum post about this somewhere. It's like you end up getting the same number of items on average if you multi-use stuff versus using it one at a time. But if you use it one at a time, the total number is a lot more clustered around the center. Maybe this is not even what you're talking about, though. I mean, that's the thing about using the multiple, is that you have a chance of getting a lot more than you would get on average than using them one at a time, but you also have a chance of getting a lot less, just because it doesn't do anything to force it into a normal curve, which it really needs to. And I wrote a function to sort of simulate that by just performing the randomness calculation a bunch of times and returning a single number. So it's probably the case that I should go through and make all of those things actually use that function. Some of the more important ones I did, but some of the other ones that I don't particularly care about, like just getting items out of stuff. The thing is, I don't want to encourage people to use the items one at a time, just to be less of a gamble, because that's just database hammer-tastic. Lars DePunk says, would it be possible to send a buff as an attachment to a K-mail? Sometimes I wish I could send a message with the buff. No, not as of now, because that's a pain in the ass to retrofit that system for that. Just send them a PM after you buff them. You know, close enough in time that... You know, here's what you do. You type the PM to them, you go to the thing, you know, skills page, buff them, then click over to the chat, hit enter, so that they get the event notification at exactly the same time as the PM, and then you've attached a message to your buff, effectively. SoupyDrek37 says, did you know that if you have someone belated and they attack you in PvP, they can still send you messages, abusive and otherwise? Is that something you've considered changing? I think what my initial thought was, like, well, you know, I don't want to make it so you can't attack somebody who's on your ignore, or who's got you ignored, because then you could just keep, like, sort of griefing somebody by attacking them and then ignoring them and then unignoring them and attacking them and then ignoring them again. I guess I could just make it so if you got a combat message from somebody on your ignore list, that it just didn't show up. Just the message, because that's not a big deal. Let's see. Rickett says, I heard 66 pieces of Radio Free gear were flooded into the market last week in a single show. The items are down over 20 million in the mall. Do you believe it's time to retire the current set and make a new set for DJs to give away?
I think I can address that question.
Yeah, I think you can too. I'm going to let you do that.
All right. We talked about this in the forums a little bit, but the reason that that happened was I did a show where I played four albums in their entirety. Albums are what we used to call CDs, for those of you who are under 18. But, yeah, I played four full albums on my show and offered to give a piece of radio gear to anyone who could verify to me that they had bought the CD during the time that the show was on the air. And that was a little naive of me. I kind of expected people who had maybe two pieces of the gear already to buy one CD and get the rest of the gear. Thought it would be kind of a cool little thing. Turned out, yeah, 66 people actually bought those CDs, which is great for those bands. And so, yeah, 20 full outfits got given away. But I don't care what the price of them is in the mall. I do care that people who got them through contests feel somehow cheated. I didn't intend for it to be a way to just buy radio gear. I intended it to be a reward for buying the CD. And, you know, I intended to give out four or five. So, no, I don't think that adding 20 radio outfits to a, you know, 150,000 member player base really unbalances things. And I do think the costs will straighten out over time. But, as I said, I don't care what they cost in the mall.
Yeah, I can definitely see the concern about, you know, the people who won them in other contests, especially the people who won them in other contests and and felt like, woohoo, I won something that I can sell in the mall for a lot of meat. If they feel cheated, I'm not sure how to really react to that, because that's not what it's for. You know, I mean, the radio gear was really something that we did for the DJs, not for everybody else. I mean, we just wanted them to have something cool that people wanted to give away so that they could get more people interested in the contests and stuff. You know, it wasn't like the radio does not exist to give shit to you. Like, the radio exists as a cool thing to play music for you to listen to, you know? So it's, I think the people who really place a lot of value on those in terms of just what they're worth in the rare market are, you know, if not barking up the wrong tree, they're at least barking up a tree that we're not paying any attention to. But, you know, that said, live and learn, you know.
Yeah, by the end of the show, I said, this is never, ever going to happen again. But, you know, also, if you're barking up a tree that we don't care about and that tree falls over, do we care?
You think it makes any more sound than the barking?
Probably not.
Let's see. Garland says, any chance of being able to buy things directly from the mall search page, or will we always have to enter the store first? I don't know. I kind of don't want to put quantity boxes next to everything, so I'm saying that no, I'm not going to do that. Let's see. I've kind of lost my place here. Lusty Pirate Winch says, Chicken Scully, can we please have more channels for interaction? I spend 90% of my time in trade, and frankly, the role-playing there is starting to get out of hand. When Bashy has to come into a chat room and make a speech, you know it's getting out of hand. Not that he was wrong, mind you, but weddings, barfings, tacklings, etc. in the channel is just annoying. Let's see. Also pertaining to chat channels... Oh, wait, no, let's answer this one first. Yes, I understand now, especially because of trade, that there is a need for more social channels. And one of these days, you and I are just going to have to sit down, Scully, and just decide what they're going to be.
Did you see the... there was a proposal, I think, that Hot Stuff put in that was having a games channel and a gamers channel, a trade channel and a traders channel.
Yeah, I mean, my problem with the traders channel is that... And I keep going around and around this same issue. I don't want to create a social channel that is just for people from trade, and that when people, you know, come in as new players, they think, oh, well, I don't want to go into this channel because I'm not a trader. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want the channels to be, like, kind of the way that they are now, where they sort of define their own purposes. The social channels define their own purposes by, you know, what kind of people end up hanging out in them. You know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I would gladly give the trade people a channel to go into. We just got to pick something to call it that's not something that's specifically about trade or designed to talk about trade.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I think games is okay. I don't know how huge it is. I don't know, like, compared to trade especially. But I mean, I would think that, like, the socialization from there could easily go somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, it's something, you know, I would like to, when it's time to, you know, put in, like, the next batch of channels, I would like to have 3 or 4 or 5 new social channels put in. But it's just coming up with what they're going to be, and, you know, if there's anything you have to do to unlock them, what that's going to be, and, like, because, I mean, I like the idea of unlocking chat channels, you know, because that's kind of cool for people.
Yeah. For the record, right now, there are 82 people in games and 42 in normal, and 262 in trade.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, trade has become this kind of juggernaut.
So is it a jug or not?
I don't know. I can never tell. Also, says Lusty Pirate Wedge, pertaining to chat channels, is there a command such as /clear that will clear all the chat off the screen? Thanks for the time. I frequently want that myself, but it's... Huh. I guess I could probably do it. I need to talk to Xenophobe, because I think Xenophobe figured out a way, and this is the obligatory Xenophobe mention for the day. The way that, like, /exit works is super janky. Actually, the way that exit works is based on this sort of exploit that PyMonkey found a long time ago, on a way that you could, like, sneak JavaScript into a chat post and just execute random JavaScript code on other people's machines, because that's what it needs to do if it's going to really interact with the chat in a way that actually changes something on your side. I need to be able to execute arbitrary JavaScript based on the results of a chat command. And what I do now is I put in a broken image, and it has an on error action that fires off, which is janky, because you can see the broken image in there real briefly. It's not a big deal because it happens fast, but I don't want to set that up as, like, a precedent for the way that this works from then on. But yeah, the clear would be kind of handy. I would use it. I frequently, like, /exit and then enter the chat again.
So if somebody says something really offensive and you...
No, just to clean things up. I mean, because, like, if I'm hanging out in the chat, I mean, I usually do it if I'm, like, hanging out in an empty clan channel, just testing some chat feature.
Yeah.
I want to be able to clean it up, but, yeah. Novanite21 says, Novanite would like to make a couple of suggestions for item searching. Everybody, Bashy's got the market cornered on third person, so just stop it. For them all, it would be very nice to be able to search stores by the type of item wanted, such as booze. I definitely want to focus on making them all faster before I focus on making them all friendlier for searching. Because that requires a lot of changes to be made to the way that the items, the way that the search works now. I mean, you know, you can kind of just do a couple searches if you're looking for specific booze. I mean, I don't think that the markets vary so much that, like, you're going to drink one booze item instead of an equivalent booze item just because it's a little bit cheaper that day. I mean, and that's the kind of thing that, like, you know, if you want something like that, then start using them all like it was originally intended to be used, where you go to a store and, you know, you develop some loyalty there, and, like, maybe they have something cheap that day, so that's what you buy that day. I mean, the search really kind of made it into a lot less of a neighborhoody kind of thing, but it also made it a lot more useful. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. Let's see. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, "Hey, Jick Scully, trick-or-treating is coming up soon again. End of the week. Will Radio Free Regalia have a candy drop specific to it this time?" Probably not. That's another thing. Do you remember, have we introduced any new outfits in the non-Ascension content since the last time trick-or-treating happened, Scully?
I don't know, but I'll bet Cold Front does.
No, you're right. I bet it does, too. Remind me at some point to check that, because there's that problem if you're wearing an outfit that the trick-or-treat script doesn't know about. Which maybe I ought to just fix that problem. But the thing is, it also points out to me when there are content gaps, so that's kind of handy.
Yeah.
Lusty Pirate Wench asks, at the bottom of some other stuff that I want to address at some length here in a minute, is there a way we can tell what foods that are trophy-related that we have eaten so far? I don't want to do just that, because that gets kind of spoilery, because it's like, oh, wait, suddenly the game is keeping track of the number of fettuccine and canus I've eaten. That must be important. It must be such that I need to eat 227 of them to get some sort of trophy or something. But, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal. Now that, especially, I've got favorite food on your character sheet, maybe it wouldn't be a big deal. Since that consumption table is on the second database server and it's just super fast and super kind of disconnected from the rest of the game, maybe you could just click on that and it would show you a list of all of the things that you had eaten and how many. That I think is actually something that people would be interested in seeing. Yeah, consumption junction. Yeah. Yeah, I posted that video in the channel that doesn't exist the other day. People were kind of appalled. Bashy liked it. All right. speaking of similar things, Lusty Pirate Wench says, Jick, can you please address the racial name issue versus the sexual predator name issue? Please tell us how one is offensive and the other not, especially when a large number of the player base is female, and it is a direct insult to us to have names like this or that use the word rape in them. Thank you. I fail to comprehend the logic that says that the word sexual predator is specifically and intentionally insulting to females. I've already told that prick to stop putting you've been raped in PvP attacks, because that's lame and a lot of people complained about it, and that's, you know, I'll do that. There's a big difference between, you know, sorry, I'm having a hard time formulating sentences about this. I honestly don't think that the name sexual predator is even a little bit similar to a name with some, like, racial slur in it. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
I think that it would depend on the guy's conduct. I mean, if he makes the name sexual predator and then isn't one, so it's clearly a joke, that's less offensive than guys with completely normal names who go around / me raping people in chat.
Right. And, you know, also, this is an interesting thing. Lusty Pirate Wench later on says, it seems that there are several people who find my name offensive. Is there a way that I can have my name changed? No. What you should do is tell those people to go fuck themselves. I mean, I'm sorry if that seems insensitive, but your name is not offensive to anybody who isn't so easily offended that they just shouldn't read anything ever that anybody else writes. You know, like, everybody chill out. You know, like I said, like, that guy came to my attention, the sexual predator guy, because of his conduct. And he was warned, and if I get another report of him doing the same thing, I'm going to disable his account. But not because of his name, but because he's acting like a jackass. You know, Lusty Pirate Wench, you don't just lurch into chat and, like, you know, sit on people's laps and offer them hand jobs for bottles of rum because, lol, I'm a lusty pirate wench, lol. So just, you know, if it bothers somebody, then tell them to relax. Seriously. You got anything to add?
I feel much the same way about it. What I really wish would happen is that people would stop making names that people complain about. Because then we have to say, okay, well, does one person find this offensive, or do 100 people find this offensive? How many people have to find it offensive before we do something about it? If his name is, like, One Bad Kike, is that because he's a Jew and he's making a joke about himself, which is okay? Or is he somebody who hates Jews and is making a slur against them? So what I'd really like to see happen is just for people to stop making us have to deal with this.
Or you know, I mean, the thing to do about that is just to evaluate it based on their conduct. But, I mean, there's certain, you know, there was that whole thread in the forums that was like, well, you know, it should be okay for black people to have the word nigger in their player name, but not for white people. And, like, no, I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous.
Do we have to have a photograph with
everyone? Yeah, exactly. I mean, how the fuck are we supposed to enforce something like that? So, I mean, you know, that's a case where, you know, I would argue that, by and large, almost everybody is offended by that word. And that, therefore, You don't get to use that. I mean, my beliefs about the word or just about words in general and what power you allow them to have over you, totally notwithstanding, I mean, it's just a matter of how much damage it does, you know, and how much shit it stirs up. And so, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, your example, like, is like if somebody made a character called, you know, Joe the Jew, is that worse than Mike the Kike? I don't know. It kind of depends on whether people complain about it or not, you know, and whether the guy goes around talking shit about Jews or whether he goes around, you know, talking about how great his curls are that come down from his weird Watto hat. I don't know. What's something good about Jews?
They're very good with money.
I've heard that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jews. I know very little about Judaism, except that you have half of your Bible is the same as the one that I read growing up, so
right.
That's all I got.
Matrix Michael asks the same question. It's on the FAQ and not actually answered. Hey, guys, briefs, thongs, boxers, commando, Depends, long johns, or tiny plastic leather panties? I don't know if the Depends option is, depends on what day of the week it is, or Depends absorbent undergarments. I'm going to assume Depends absorbent undergarments.
I also don't know what tiny plastic leather thing is.
Tiny plastic leather panties.
Yeah, but what's tiny plastic leather?
I've
heard of fruit leather, and I've heard of plastic fruit. I don't know. Let me say this once and for all. Boxer briefs, and put that in the FAQ.
Yeah, I don't see any reason for that not to be in the FAQ. I'm a boxers guy. Yeah. Commando on laundry day. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, is it possible for one to get an abridged dictionary after I complete a certain quest in which it is used without buying it from the mall, or am I just wasting my time? Eventually, I'm going to have to sweep all those out of the mall because it's confusing people about the nature of the item now. Yeah. Basically, you can only get one now. And it's caused some problems for people because there used to be something you could do with it, and now I made it so you couldn't because it was screwing things up. I think that's pretty much fixed, and if anybody's still having a problem with that quest being in an unwinnable state, let me know, and I'll fix it. But, yeah, don't waste adventures looking for another one because you're not going to get one. And also don't buy it in the mall because the people buying it in the mall, or there are people selling it in the mall, are just, like, holdovers from when it was sellable, and they're just trying to rape you. Let's see. Hashel Cedricson says, and this is a very good point. Dear Jick, when are we going to get some new familiar abilities? It would be nice to see something other than attack / meat / item / stats / recharge / slow. Will Ascension bring excitement? Ascension will bring some excitement, but the sheer relief of Ascension being finished will bring such innovation and such ease of introduction of new content and such fantastic things just by virtue of my lack of ass tension. There's a lot of cool ideas being tossed around for new familiar stuff. And not just by us either. I just got a message from this guy, this guy, who really needs to make a multi called That Dude. As Scully pointed out today, some really neat ideas about some new ways of kind of balancing a sort of positive-negative effect of familiars in interesting ways.
A somewhat better way than we did with the stab bat.
Right.
If anyone actually uses a stab bat, let us know, because we may have to retool that just so somebody will use it at some point.
Yeah, I think it might. At some point, there's going to be a great reckoning. And that I'm going to make sure that none of the familiars are just, like, so much better versions of a different familiar that there's no point in using, you know, the first one, like, that none of them are just rendered obsolete by other familiars, and that none of them are totally unbalanced, and you know, it'll be interesting. I'll start collecting some stats on what people are actually using. And it'll be especially interesting to see what people are using in hardcore, because based on people's runs, I've found some surprising things have become useful in there. Snotman says, how can you tell the difference between a red pill and a blue pill in Fernsworthy's basement if everything is in black and white? You know how you look at pictures of people from, like, you know, 100 years ago and the pictures are in black and white? Like, the world wasn't in black and white for them. It's just that's the way you're seeing the picture. Your character can tell the difference between red and blue. There are a lot of things that mention colors, you know. Yeah. Red Knight says, Dear Jick, I think there should be a knight's equipment for familiars. Do you like this? It'll give familiars double the amount of experience in the arena. That is kind of neat, actually, the idea of a piece of familiar equipment that all it did was change certain things in the arena. Huh. That's kind of interesting.
Even changing their abilities in the arena, that would be interesting as hell.
It could be. let's see. Wow. There's a lot of... Oh, I see. Simon Smith says, when I had a newbie giveaway in my store, more than 75% of the items were bought by people outside the intended target range, level 5 through 8, most of whom never read or saw the store banner. This sort of wastage could be greatly reduced if one could place a level limit or range on customers. I think quite a few charitable types would appreciate this. Huh.
Hmm. Hmm.
Hmm. I can see how that would be neat for some people. I can also see how everyone would be like, F you, communist jerk, if I did that, even though that's actually even more of a capitalist thing, giving people more and more control over how they interact with the free economy, you know. It's a neat idea, but it's a little complicated to implement, and so that's going to go in sort of a back mental burner. I suppose, huh. I mean, the weird thing is, would that stuff then show up in mall searches? Because that would make it really bizarre if you were trying to compete with somebody who was selling stuff to a different level range than you were, like, as far as, you know, figuring out what stuff was it's a neat idea, though, because I think you're right. I mean, I always envisioned the mall as a place where, you know, older players could kind of hook up newer players with stuff and not have to worry about, you know, getting bought out and you know, then undercut somewhere else, that kind of thing. But that's neat. You know, I know a lot of people are doing this thing where, like, if you buy from my store and you're greater than level 8, I'm going to bleed you.
Wow.
And what's that?
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, I noticed somebody, there was a thing on the forums about, like, hey, I totally pissed this guy off without even knowing it because he was using, like, KOL Mafia to buy stuff from the mall, and so he never saw that warning. And so I ended up, but I mean, that takes a lot of effort to go through and look at every single person who buys stuff from you and then, you know, bleed all the ones that are over a certain level. Mm-hmm. Cryptic Angel says, Dear Jick, you said you were going to fix it so that we could see the number of an item we have in our shop from the manager prices page. If you have not done this, can it be done? Love and Music, California. Oh, Cryptic Angel, less than 3. Yeah, you know what? I spent a lot of time while I was up visiting, Scully and Flagstaff, listening to old episodes of the Jick and Scully show on my iPod, and making notes of the things that I had said I was going to change but didn't change. And that was one of the things from the one that I listened to on the drive down, which was awful, by the way. Our post-Arkenstock one, where Xenophobe was here, and we just invited a bunch of people into the Skype party, and it got kind of wanky.
Oh, was that as bad as people were saying it was?
It was pretty bad to listen to it, because they're just... The other thing is, I remember at that point, we just weren't getting any questions, so that's always kind of problematic, but yeah. It really does. The people listening do in a big way drive the quality of the shows, or at least they drive the sort of maximum quality of the show, and then we, by our behavior, sort of, you know, try to reach that maximumness as close as we can. Yeah, I'm going to write this down on my list. Why don't you answer a question?
All right. I also have to note that / who is Mike the Kike. Oh, somebody said that player had already been made, but apparently not quite yet. So, yeah, congratulations for paying attention, whoever's doing that. And now we have to wonder if we're supposed to disable it or not.
Okay, all right. Let's see, San says, is there no Halloween in June coming up, even though it's Porktober? No, I believe it will. Like, Trick or Treat and the Feast of Boris are the ones that are... definitely already on the rotating KOL calendar, and that will come up again.
Yep.
Simon Smith says, what are the best and worst ways to send feature requests for the game, and can this question be added to the radio show FAQ? Thanks. Honestly, the best way to request, like, interface changes is probably on the radio, because I end up reading every single thing that gets sent into the radio show. And also, I think in general, people who listen to this show are people who sort of care about and want to understand better what's going on, and so they're more likely to sort of understand which ideas are just kind of bad right out of the gate, and are less likely to get done. Zlai usually will forward to me the what she feels are good suggestions, and she's got a pretty good understanding of the way everything works, and so that tends to work and just came out to me. But yeah, this works. I mean, like, you know, I'm certainly entertaining your idea about the level restrictions on the store based on you having set them in just now, so that's kind of cool. Ponjo says, can you explain what Eliza mode is for chatbot? I hear it asked often, but I'm not sure what it does exactly. I'm not aware of this, but I'm assuming that you can talk to chatbot and it will behave as though it were Eliza, the old, computerized, therapist. It seems like the kind of thing that you could learn about by playing with it rather than by asking someone. Let's see. And Sans asks about the Halloween thing, and...
I just got a message from AdWriter.
Yes.
Our resident critic, who says he's in Arizona on vacation, and listening to your show is like a vacation from my vacation. I'll miss the last half, so that's my critique, and I'm not sure what that means.
Huh.
Because taking a vacation from your vacation would mean that it was work again.
It was
right?
Like going back to work or something, yeah. Well, it depends.
Or maybe he meant that it was another level of vacation entirely.
I see, like taking a vacation during my vacation. Well, or maybe it just means we're doing well.
So I think
we shouldn't,
so.
We shouldn't lose momentum here.
Let's talk about Aubrey Ann real quick. Planning on anything for the 4th of July? Pretty pleased with whipped cream and cherries and naked virgins. It's getting depressing without a holiday. I stopped being a patriot when it got fashionable, so 4th of July I generally just stay indoors. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Jake?
I don't think I really want to do a 4th of July event for the game. I mean, I don't... I'll usually go watch the fireworks somewhere because it's cool to watch the city waste a shitload of money for nothing other than just, like, pretty lights. And, I mean, plus, it's like an excuse to hang out with people, you know? But yeah, I mean, I don't really want to introduce, although I guess I kind of did with the Thanksgiving holiday. Like, I mean, I guess that's sort of like U.S.-centric events. Amazing Upa says, just wondering, what is the number of Bayos in the game today? 204. And Amazing Upa also says, would it be possible to put timestamps on... Wait, no, that isn't right. 231, sorry. Would it be possible to put timestamps in the clan stash log? Yes, the clan stash log is going to get a total overhaul. Ponjo says, Jick, shouldn't the spooky staff do spooky damage? Yeah, the problem is weapons don't do a specific elemental type of damage now. They can have additions that are like, all right, this does normal damage plus 5 spooky damage, which it should have. It should, yeah, you know. Let me look at that. I'll have to look at it because I know that staffs are pretty important when you're playing through hardcore as a mysticality character. So I got to make sure that I don't make it totally unbalanced. Some more people talking about shortage of chat channels, and so yeah, maybe that's something we should kind of take a look at.
Yeah.
Raptor Jesus says, Dearest Chicken Scully, what is this children's meal of the damned that I see for high prices in the mall? The description says that it's not here yet. Could you clue me in? The children's meal of the damned was a thing that was supposed to go in with the Beelzeburger and the Lord of the Fly-Sized Fries and the Dr. Lucifer, and the Jumbo Dr. Lucifer, but that we didn't finish the content for, so we never put it in. And so the only ones that are in existence are ones that were created via arbitrary item creation bugs. So that's why they're rare. They're one of those things that are rare and eventually going to become very common, so trade in them at your own risk. Pokey says, if you send someone a message and it has no writing, I'm assuming is what that means, just like message jick, it comes up, unknown recipient, double quote, message ick, not sent. Is a bug finder blade in order? No, that's a very trivial bug, and no bug finder blade. But yeah, there's a problem with that. I need to just code for it. Yeah. I've been finding a bunch of weird things about the chat. Let's see. Arcone says, in a certain trophy, a food is crying, but to get that trophy, you do not need anything involving sadness. I don't get it. Please explain. I don't know. The food is crying because it's been constructed so poorly. That's why. I am Soup Combust. says, can we ascend with Liver of Steel, and will you come up with some skill for clubbers before ascension that'll be worth ascending with? Stoat ruins lots of plans to ascend with Lunging Thrust Smack. Well, Stoat ruins the incredible imbalance caused by Lunging Thrust Smack that made it, you know, yeah. That was sort of the reason that we put that in there was because it was just making it so that, you know, having something that just makes you hit all the time, that's something that should be kind of tricky to get with anything other than a seal clubber. You know, the class that's sort of designed to be the big damage dealer. And so, you know, you gotta ascend twice as a seal clubber. You're going to be pretty surprised at how quickly you can go through a soft core ascension. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal to have to go through twice to make that skill very useful. I mean, the same thing kind of happened with the sorcerer skills. They're a little bit more powerful because they require another skill to make them more powerful than the postmancer spells. You know, this stuff was pretty well thought out and pretty well analyzed. Wigglebot says, Skyline BNR 34 wants to know if his outfit makes his ass look fat. Yes, it does.
I'm afraid so.
CJC 433 says, and this is a known issue that I really ought to look at, the timing for clan attacks is off by quite a bit. The timer starts at about 3:15, and once it ends, you still can't attack for a while. Why is this? Can this be fixed? I have a feeling this is something to do with the time discrepancies between the servers, and it shouldn't be like that, so I need to fix... I just need to figure out why. I thought I had fixed it, but apparently not. So that is now on my list of things to look at right after the show. Mphalerfish says, would you ever consider making an ancient Egyptian pyramid zone? That seems like the kind of thing that might fit in pretty well in the desert. I remember having some idea for some specific kind of pyramid before, but not really developing it very, very far.
We also had, something like 4 adventures, maybe 5 or 6 monsters that... we're in an earlier version of an ascension zone.
Yeah, that desert stuff. I was just thinking about that today, actually, because one of the shows I was listening to, people were talking about. It was in between the time that the desert beach was rolled out and the Mexico zone was rolled out. So there were a lot of people speculating on what was going to be out there. Let's see. Madame Defarge says, is it true that having very uneven stats will make ascending more difficult? That is among the last things that we have to test and balance, is the fights that you have to win in the final part of the Sorcerer's Quest, because those are sort of designed to scale in difficulty with you, and we were running into some problems with some people. I think we've ended up with something where it's like a lot harder for high-level players than it is for low-level players, which is kind of sucky. Amazing Upa says, sorry, I should actually finish answering that question. We gotta get it to where it's not gonna be a big deal, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Because even, you know, like, if you do the right kind of gimmicky crap, having nothing but, like, really high moxie, you can do some tricks that will make fights pretty easy to win. So, you know, it might having very uneven stats might require a little bit more strategizing to win some of the end combats, but not super terrible. Amazing Wupa says, what about making the manager custom outfits a button? I think they get missed because the eye lumps them in with the food, drink, and other links.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy to have it work that way, you know? I mean,
Or just put it on top.
Put it on top, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the thing to do.
And by on top, I mean in between the unequip all and the select an outfit. Not, like, on top of all your equipment.
Yeah. I suppose you could also put it in the account menu. But that would just make it even harder to find. Sorry, I'm going to reload the messages here. It looks like we're getting a good number of messages sent in. Armax says, Moxie types everywhere in Choir. So, are you going to fix the range damage change or what, Mr. Oops, I nerfed again? I wish I knew more of the lyrics to that song so that I could riff on them for a bit. But there have been a bunch of changes to the combat script, the fight script, that are currently in testing on dev and will probably get rolled out pretty quick, maybe even tonight, that kind of changed the way the Moxie thing works. And there's a change to the way Moxie's maneuvers work, too, because those have turned out to be just, like, super unbalancing in the hardcore. So just making it so, like, it was just twice as fast for Moxie classes to get through certain things as it is for every other class, which is like a little bit too much of an advantage there. It's still a pretty significant advantage at low levels, but it just kind of scales. The cost associated with it scales. But among there's range weapons are not going to be as good as they were before, but they're not going to be as bad as they were when I fucked up. So, yeah, you'll be happy. Finn Eldar says, I have both of your names and a picture of both of you. No, I haven't been to one of the get-togethers. Oh, no! Scully, he knows our names!
And he has a picture. He has a face to go with the name. Now we're in trouble.
We haven't made a lot of effort to conceal our identities, guys. I mean...
I think the whole appearing on a television show...
Yeah, that was the first mistake. And, you know, I mean, like... having stuff about us everywhere with our real names. I mean, the thing is, like, I don't want to hide behind the name Jick, because I want people who, like, knew me to, if they look me up on Google, to be like, awesome, that guy's really cool now. You know, that's...
I should have sex with him.
Ad Rider says, hi there, I'm visiting the Scottsdale area and was wondering if you could recommend a good restaurant. If not, then maybe a good, quote, entertainment, quote, venue. I wonder if the, quote, entertainment means a strip club.
In which case, I would have to recommend Eve's Tees.
Is that in Scottsdale? Hmm.
No, I don't think there are any strip clubs in Scottsdale, either.
Ad Rider, I would actually recommend, if you're going to be here, I would actually recommend like giving me a call. Because I'm sure we could find something to do. Send me a private message. If you're still listening and still around, I'll gladly, you know, if you get some free time, we could go hang out somewhere. Let's see. Liberace Guevara says, hi, is Jick and Mr. Scully. Just wondering if there was a way to see the numerical value of everything you've eaten. I think that was addressed earlier, and I'll probably do that. That was something we talked about. That's giving you a list of everything that you've consumed from someone in your character sheet, so that's cool. Let's see. Primera Angel Hair says, have you heard the remix E. Peters 02 and Zach's Mind did of you folks? And then I am in Zach's. No, I haven't heard those. If somebody would provide me a link, then we could provide those links to other people. Everybody could enjoy it.
I've been waiting for somebody to remix something that I said, because I feel like right now you've really got it over on me in the coolness department.
I don't know that necessarily makes me cool that I freaked out about that. Hockey Max says, how did Xenophobe get to level infinity? A bug? The question is, how did you see anyone at level infinity? If that's actually something that you saw somewhere, that needs to not be the case. Sephiroth says, I am sending it next. $10 Canadian, that is. Yeah, I have a feeling that I'll... and then Pondras asks, is there a place for us to see the Mr. A? And I probably should make a proud bearer of a Mr. A thing. In fact, answer a question while I do that right now.
Yeah. Make it a prude bearer of a Mr. A, though. You know, like a boat and out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right. People are saying that they can't find the guy who has it, but given that he just got given it and he hasn't been online, he's not going to have it equipped yet. So... just be on the lookout. I think.
Well, I already have code in for making proud into other words, based on what item it was, because of the low-down dirty owner of a Mr. Exploiter. So that's cool.
How do you spell the name of that dude that inspired you to finally create the Mr. A, though?
Caroe, I believe.
Ah, okay. People were just wanting to find him, and I guess pester him.
I'm sure he'll make people aware of it before too long. Ah, goddammit.
Hippie Griff says, I've always wondered why is the typical tavern in the woods? Wouldn't it be better in the town? I think from the fine tradition of fantasy games that we're trying to make fun of, the tavern's pretty much always somewhere else. It's less a, like, town bar than a place for lonely travelers to stop by and have a pint.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Finn Eldar suggests adding Y, as in the letter Y, and what, as in W-U-T, to the Wang list. That's a good idea. Y and what to Wang, which I spelled W-A-N-L for some reason, but I'll figure out what that means. Captain Lunch says, is there any possibility of having a trophy for playing some arbitrary number of turns? I don't know, that seems a little silly.
If you do a slash who is on somebody who's level infinity, you get,
you
know, the level infinity, blah, blah, blah.
I see. All right, that makes sense. I did that on purpose. I must have not meant to push... I must have made some change to the chat processing script that I didn't intend to push out. Oh, well, that's fine. It's part of... When you're in the process of ascending, that's how you're going to show up. That's basically what the deal is. Who else? What else? Michelin says, thanks for the question. To add to the multitude of ascension questions, how are the in-clan trainings going to be handled by clan members who have ascended but are still in the clan? I actually talked about this on one of the other shows, but it's, even though I said it once before, I'd say it bears repeating now. If you're in Ronin and can't receive buffs and stuff from other players, you just won't show up in the query that the clan training looks at to determine who to charge the clan for and who to apply the trainings to. So that's all taken care of. We've thought of that, and it's all done. And Max Demian points out in the chat, based on the item ID of the newest thing, wow, Jake made 56 new items recently. Yes, I did. And you'll see several of them very soon.
Yeah, I've really got to finish that stuff.
Oh, it's not. I think it's a lot more waiting for me than it is for you at this point.
And
Hippie Griff says, "What?
Bastard.
Huh?"
And waiting for Godot, that bastard.
And that guy's a prick. Hippie Griff says, "Gasp! I found a grammar mistake in the Spooky Forest Gravy Fairy Adventure. It says, 'Whoever said being nice doesn't pay off.' Shouldn't it have a question mark after it? Are you supposed to put question marks after rhetorical questions like that?"
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then. Gravy Forest typo. Run Forest run.
Grumpy bumpkins don't reap faster.
Let's see. Finaldar says, my friend wonders why you guys don't have any Napoleon Dynamite stuff in KOL and would like to know. I just wish everyone would shut up about Napoleon Dynamite. It wasn't bad, but it also wasn't good. It certainly wasn't worth everyone talking like that for years. That'll be one thing that I'm just really looking forward to when nobody remembers it. Noxious Chemist says, time for an insanely technical question because I'm trying to do some interesting things in PHP. How are inventories stored in MySQL? Well, there's a field, there's a table with three fields. One of them is player ID, one of them is item ID, and one of them is a quantity. And that's how they're stored. Fatty McFat says, Jick, for a familiar of the month, you should do a Mr. A Country of the Month, and it would have something representing a flag on it, and it would be like the Canadian Mr. A familiar thing. No, I only like Canadian. Pumpkin Eve says, does the Canadian currency have to be postmarked from Canada? I don't know. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead? Because I know a lot of people are going to do that just to get the rare.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it is effectively like an $8 rare. So, I mean,
but
do
it will,
we want to...
I don't think so, because it's going to cease to be rare, and then that's going to be okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. People at my bank are going to hate me. Because they're coming in like, got another wheelbarrow full of Canadian $10 bills. Maybe not a wheelbarrow full. I guess they would actually kind of like me if I showed up with a wheelbarrow full of money. Fineldar says, if you send me 11 fruitcakes, then I'll send you guys $5. No, sorry. Doesn't work the other way. Stella the Seductive says, this was brought up before, but would it be possible to make it so the accessory slots rotated? When you equip one, whatever you have in slot 3 drops out and so on. That was another thing that I had intended to do, and only thought of again today after listening to the radio show again. So, write that. Accessory rotation. And also the / clan mates chat command.
Is that mates with an 8?
Sure.
Alright. Let's see.
Toxic Popsicle says, punctuation at the end of Smile of Mr. A announcement, please. Baby Cthulhu cries out in pain. I must have screwed something up there.
Maybe it was meant to be part of a haiku. Huh. Okay, we have told people the username who's got the Mr. A and established that he probably doesn't have it equipped yet. Lots and lots and lots of questions about that.
Really?
Yeah. That we've already answered. So Hippogriff asks, was something changed about the HP and MP gains at the campground? I have all the campground equipment and suddenly I'm getting around 14 less HP than MP. Has it always been this way? I can't remember. I don't
know. Nothing has changed.
All right. Lusty Pirate Winch asks yet again, can we get use multiple on piles of candy, please?
Yeah, that's on the list of things to do.
Yep.
Grockley says, any chance that the dynamically sized text entry control in chat is on the horizon? Yeah, I just got to talk to Zeno, because when he did it before, it caused some problems in Internet Explorer, which were cosmetic, but irritating. Quickle, how about an add multiple button for mall stores? One of these days, one of these days, one of these days. A lot of people asking about the Canadian postmark. I guess they don't. I guess we're just encouraging a bunch of people to go to their bank and get Canadian $10 bills. Wow.
I wonder if there'll be a slight adjustment in the currency market because of us.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
There seems to be a huge demand for Canadian $10 bills.
Oh, let's see.
I'll just keep listening to Marketplace and wait for that to show up.
All right. I'll keep listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mm. Actually, I don't like that show at all.
No? Wow.
I like What Do You Know, though. I used to listen to that all the time, and then we went and saw it. We saw a taping of it in Prescott, and we met Michael... what's the guy's name?
I don't listen to any of the weekend stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm never in the same town weekend to weekend.
Oh, I see. It's bothering me that I can't think of that guy's name. Anyway, he's really funny, and I thought he'd be really cool, but when I met him, he was kind of a prick, which was kind of funny, I thought, actually. Let's see. Amazing Upa says, when you fight booze giants in the menagerie, it says they come from a fluffy cloud kingdom. I was wondering why we never hear about this kingdom again in the game. Well, you do. It's the fluffy cloud kingdom where the castle and the clouds in the sky is. Spinanet says, could there be a slash hush or something to stop watching a channel you're currently in, rather than having to slash switch to a channel you were listening to, then unlistening? I don't want you to not be listening to the channel that you're in. So no. I mean, you can slash listen a channel and have that turn off the listen, which I think does kind of what you're talking about, if it's a channel that you're not in. But yeah, I want you to have to listen to the channel that you're in. Yeah. Raptor Jesus says, hey Jake, using multiple phonics downs only gives you one effect, wrist, elbows, biceps. But if you use them one by one, you get different effects. Is this intentional? No, but it's kind of screwed up. And it should probably be fixed when I go through and fix all the other things in the multis. I don't know what this punctuation thing is when... The problem they were talking about with punctuation at the end of the smile of the Golden Mr. Accessory thing.
Does it not have a period at the end of it?
It does. The notification that they get has a period at the end of it, from what I can see. Although, I wonder if there's not some problem. No? I can't see anything that displays that has anything to do with the Golden Mr. Accessory that isn't punctuated. So if somebody wants to clarify that, if not, I'm just going to assume that...
Hallucination?
Yeah. Primavera Angel Hair. Perhaps for traders, you can have the food court like you have at the mall. That is actually not a bad idea.
That is a pretty entertaining idea.
Slash food court. You hang out at the food court at the mall. There you go. Maybe the qualification for having access to that channel is just having a store in the mall.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fucking good idea, PVA. I knew we kept you around for some reason.
And for randomly interviewing crackpots on the radio.
Yeah.
So Llama Man 58 says, what specifically is the difference between a hovering sombrero and a volleyball in function? There is a difference, and it's a substantial difference, and we ain't going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly the case. You'll have to figure it out. It's not going to take long for people to figure it out. So,
you may have noticed that you're playing a game, Llama Man.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Cheeky Jess says, various traders, when offered a social channel of their own in a thread, said, leave us alone and take the 10 meat sales and auctions elsewhere. I could see doing a slash auction channel, I guess.
Yeah.
What I would probably do, though, if I was going to do that, is I would add some kind of auction functionality in town and just ban auctions from the chat.
Nice to do that with raffles, too.
Yeah. Although, I don't really want to create a whole setup for players to do their own raffles.
Right. Just
because that's kind of a bitch. But yeah, I mean, if we did something that... I mean, that wouldn't make people very happy. Well, it would make some people happy, but it wouldn't make the people who did raffles all the time very happy. I mean, it's just, you know, then what... I mean, what's next? Like, do we make it so you can... people can set up their own games of tic-tac-toe that you play with them? I mean, like, where does it stop? Grockley says, in keeping with the role-playing ideals of the game, why not call a new social chat channel Tavern or Commons or Clearing? We had a whole thing set up for the Tavern chat channel, didn't we?
We had a vague outline and about a quarter of a really complex quest to open / Tavern.
Okay. We should reevaluate that.
I'm not sure if we actually put it in the hole or if we just chatted about it.
I think we just talked about it, yeah.
We'll
Cheeky Jess says, you often use the word janky. What does that mean? We don't use it in the UK. That's a word that I picked up from my former coworkers. The way that I use it, it means jury-rigged. It means something that works but is not particularly elegantly put together. Or something that is, you know, actually very, very non-elegantly put together. Hockey Max says, are accordion thieves supposed to be able to blah, 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 blah? Yes, they are. That's a cool thing. God the Mod 2 says, I would absolutely love the consumption information. All right, I should just do that tonight, because that's something that would get people excited.
Yeah. How are we on the name God the Mod?
Is he
referring to a moderator, or is he referring to being a mod?
You know, it's one of those things where, like, if he's impersonating a mod, then he's going to get hammered, but if he's not, then whatever. I mean,
right.
Mary Jane 666 says, lol, you seem really frickin' happy today, Jake. Cheers. I guess I'm kind of happy. I'm bouncing up and down on the gay I am blue ball. I finally got to take a shower. I forgot to take more than the clothes that I was wearing up to Scully's for the weekend, and so I didn't feel right about taking a shower the whole time.
You could have stuck all your clothes in our laundry facilities and taken a shower and wrapped yourself in a towel.
I guess that's true. I just didn't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
And we tried to get in the hot tub, but it was an ice-cold tub. Bashy says, in regard to issue of names of sex crime, Bashy offer nod of cleverness to character 511076, therapist. Bashy take the rapists for 500, Alex.
Nice.
Pumpkin Eve says, are the boxers Paisley or Argyle? I have some Paisley boxers. I don't know what Argyle actually means. Is that the, like, diamond hatching?
Yeah, like big diamonds.
I don't think I have any of those. I think mine are all Paisley and plaid. Ponjo says he's using a stab bat.
Oh, good on you, Ponjos.
Archon says, can you take all the quest items out of the mall? I just wasted a ton of money on Hades maps. I'm thinking that they'll go away on their own, you know? But maybe one of these days. Garland says, will the Reckoning include Mr. Store familiars, or will those always be a little better? They will always be a little better. Cheeky Jess says, the stab bat is cool because the familiar that goes nuts and attacks you is funny. Please don't make it at all useful. Yeah, that was kind of my idea.
Hmm. See, I thought it should be set up so that it, like, 9 times out of 10, it'll make the difference in you winning the battle, and occasionally it will fuck you over.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way I set it up was it does, in general, more damage per turn than the other damage familiars, mm-hmm. but also hits you. So
its familiar item didn't seem to be working, though, when I was leveling it up. Does it work?
I believe so.
It seemed like it made it not attack at all for three turns, and then attack me, and then not attack at all, and then attack me.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have any effect that actually involved, you know, keeping track of what it did the last few turns like that. Mm-hmm. This is all just chosen every time, but I don't know. I'll investigate that. I'll put that on my list here. Investigate.
Because that does have my favorite description of all the familiar items.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You want to share it with us?
The what you want to do? Want to be ballers, shock callers, brawlers?
I guess not. I mean, I would think that if it wasn't doing anything, that somebody would have noticed that by now, and I would have gotten reports of it, because that's pretty old.
Yeah.
Radar says, if you set mall limits for level, people will make multis to buy from the mall, yeah, and then their multis will get found out and disabled. Yeah. Con Trickster says, I'd like to be able to buy and sell familiars, specifically familiars with high kills. Yeah, I can see why people would want to do that, but I'm a little reluctant to... I mean, first of all, that would be kind of a big change to the way that the code works. I mean, turning them into items that also keep track of the kills is something that just can't really be done. Buckaroo Banzai says, is Valentine's Day going to happen again as per the KOL calendar, or is that going to happen only on the real-life calendar date? I think, didn't we decide that we were just going to make Valentine's available for purchase on the KOL calendar Valentine's Day?
I believe we did.
Yeah. That's actually something we should sit down and look at, because I keep thinking about that, and then I get a pit in my stomach like I forgot to put stuff up, and I never pay any attention to what day it is on the KOL calendar.
Right.
I mean, first of all, we need to make it clearer to people who aren't in a clan what day it is on the KOL calendar.
Right.
So somehow, yeah, I don't know if, I mean, it might even be such that we could, like, put up a thing on the front page that's, you know, today is Porktober 3rd, only 5 days until trick-or-treating or something. I mean, that would be kind of neat. Because what would we have to, I mean, we'd have to come up with, like, X number of things to say, where X is 12 times 8.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But they wouldn't have to all have anything interesting.
Although, when you log in and it's a holiday, you get that message right up front.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, just, I think it'd be neat for people to know when holidays were coming up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, or at least, like, you know, if you got a couple days notice, people would know, like, oh, I should save my turns. Like, you know, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of handy. Like, I would like for it at least to show what the date is and have some kind of thing. Let's see. Timmy the Tooth says, will there be a Ronin stage in Hardcore Ascension, or if you get messages, can you still receive items in messages, for example, radio contest? We figured out a solution to the radio contest problem, and that will actually roll out before Ascension, because it's you'll see it. Phantom491 says, is there a plan to implement familiar breeding? No, because that would end up way too complicated. And the amount of work that has to be done to get one familiar in the game now is just so much more than it used to be that I don't want to make, you know, the number of familiars squared, new familiars, for what happens when you breed them together. Yeah.
And also, we're not Pokemon.
Yeah, we're not. Sterlock says, will there be a trick-or-treat item for the Botox? Ah, that's a good question. Is there one for the... there is one for the Crimbo gear, right?
Yeah.
We should get on that. We should start a thread about the KOL holidays. And, you know, another one.
Or can
and
start a new one, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I just said. And for, like, what we need to do right now. Like just kind of a list of action items. Or dig up that old one.
I'm reasonably sure there is a trick-or-treat item for the Botox.
Yeah?
Because I think it was in the last time it went through.
Let's see, shall we? What is it?
It just gives some of the stuff that was in the stocking. And the, you talk to a Crimbo elf.
That's not the Crimbo gear, though?
The Crimbo gear, you talk to Joe, the records guy, who berates you for screwing up your holidays.
Ah, I see. No, the Crimbo elf berates you for screwing up your holidays, and Joe the Records guy says something about, oh, it was like a fruitcake. I see. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yep, there'll be something, because there already is.
Yeah.
Xenophobe says, well, actually, staves aren't important to hardcore at all, in my experience. You do very well using ranged weapons and keeping your moxie high. Well, the thing is, with the staff skill, you're actually going to be better off using staves than ranged weapons and just not having to worry about unbalancing your stats. Although, I guess having high moxie helps everybody, so we'll see.
Also, I really enjoy the fact that the plural of staff is staves.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus says, I use a stab bat. His name is Judas.
Right on, Jesus.
Yeah, good on you. Armax says, does spooky damage and cold damage actually mean anything in practice? Seems like it's no more than colored text after the damage number. From the damage that you receive from stuff, yeah, it actually does mean something in practice, because if you have protection from that specific element, the damage is cut in half. The damage that you deal to stuff, I don't think I actually ever bothered to code for. Like, stuff that does fire damage, I don't think actually does any more damage to cold-based enemies. But it should. It shouldn't be that big. Loot and Lenny points out a bug when you put an ampersand, or quotes, in a familiar name. That's messed up and just needs to be fixed entirely. Fruity Voosh says, what happened to that accordion thief buff where you could enhance a player's max HP? That was replaced with the antiphon of, whatever.
Superior.
Aloysius antiphon of something that I made up in a hurry and then
aptitude.
Promptly forgot about. Sephiroth, aptitude, yeah, there you go. Sephiroth says, I wish to see some more Monty Python, more than the Coconut Adventure. Parodies of parodies, you know. It's one of those things that it's hard to do on purpose.
Yeah, there are a couple, but yeah. I don't know. I like the more obscure references, because, like, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. That's very funny, but everybody knows that one. But if I put in something really obscure, and a couple of people write me and say, hey, was that a reference to the werewolf episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000? That's more of a kick for me, anyway. And
yeah,
probably
it's
going to
be more exciting for them, too. Because, I mean, who doesn't know about the parrot, you know? I don't know. The Shade 18 says, what does the Mr. Exploiter do? Is it just there to look cool or what? Yes, it's just there to look cool. Bunny Bomb 2 says, you should have a place in the profile for people to put their birthdays. And when it was someone's birthday, they could get a message that says, happy birthday. Pardon me for sneezing into the mic. I really should remember to mute the mic before I do things like that. Yeah, I mean, that just wouldn't really mean anything, because it's so easy to put in, today is your birthday, and then everybody's like, oh my god, it's your birthday, I'm going to send you stuff. And then the next day, they're like, oh my god, it's your birthday again, I'm going to send you more stuff. Oh wait, you're a jerk.
Yeah, and also there's going to be a way for players to recognize special events in the lives of other players. And that's coming very, very soon.
Yes, yes it is. And that stuff is almost done. And as Max Demian said, 55 new items. Although they won't. Only a handful of them will be available pre-Ascension. So.
Wow, Lusty Pirate Wench reports that people are sending her lots of bottles of rum now.
Sorry.
Yo, ho, ho.
Oh, man. Seriously, sorry about that.
No, rum is a pretty good cocktail crafting ingredient.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's free stuff. But at what cost? Mushroom Bob says, I'm angry that it's easier for Mysticality classes to use stat days to their advantage, since their days are not consecutive and they can build up adventures on both days, unlike Muscle and Moxie. Yeah, but Mysticality classes get screwed over in so many other ways. Like, Mysticality as a stat is almost worthless, so I don't really feel that bad about that. And the fact that they can save up that many. I see. All right, and then people are talking about the level infinity stuff. Wow. Thrarin said, someone should remix you, with the focus of the mix being your saying janky. Apparently people are excited about janky. Cat 1205123. Wow. That's a great name. Says, I'm wondering if you could make it so you could see who spent clan meat on what in the clan activity log. Yes, I'm planning on revamping the clan activity log in its entirety. That needs to go on my like later list. Fruity Voosh says, god damn it, Voosh, you know better than this. Can we have a fullness counter like the drunkenness thing? No, you can't have a fullness counter, because that isn't funny. Somebody's pointing the remixes of us, apparently. PBA is sending us links to them at YQM Online.
YQM Online, by the way, definitely a place for that everyone should visit. That is an amazing... It's www.yqmonline.com/KOL. And just a really nice resource.
Madame Defarge says, typo, in the Cobb's Knob MasterChef, the word should be sauté with one E and not sauté with two E's. Really?
I've always seen it with two and with an accent over it. But maybe I was thinking of fiancé.
Well, you always see sautéed.
Right.
Which maybe that adds an extra E. Because the dictionary is showing sautéed or sautéed with an accent. But even with two E's, it shows an accent or sautéing. But it is not showing anything, I don't believe. No, it's not showing anything for S-A-U-T-E-E. So she must be right. No, he must be right. No. Is Madame Defarge a man or a woman?
I believe Madame Defarge is a woman.
Okay.
And if not, I think we're okay in making that mistake. It's like if your name is Little Japanese Girl and you're a 50-year-old American guy, you can't get pissed off with people thinking you're a Little Japanese Girl.
You mean like Little P?
Yeah. Wait, Little P is a 50-year-old guy? I really got to quit hitting her up.
Little P just said, I'm going to be at the Phoenix Barbecue, and boy, oh boy, are some of you going to be surprised. So I just concluded at that point that Little P was a 50-year-old man.
Ah, okay.
Armax says, so are all these little interface fixes over the last month just distractions to keep us from rioting over the endless ass tension delay? Admit it. All of these little interface fixes over the last month are actually sort of side effects of doing stuff for Ascension. I promise. There are all these things on this list. I mean, all of the character pane stuff, that was because, like, there's these extra elements on your character pane that get added after you ascend, and, you know, Hot Stuff was like, hey, while you're in there, add this and this and this and this, and I was like, oh, okay, because those are things that I've always said that I was going to add. And, yeah. Disco Thief says, if we give items to Ronin players, will it be placed in long-term storage or what? Just thinking about radio contests. You'll see very soon what it's going to be. Thor the Mighty says, vote for Pedro. Shut up.
You know, I've watched a good 15 minutes of Napoleon Dynamite, and I don't think I'm ever going to watch the rest of it.
I don't know. You probably ought to.
Yeah.
Darian Lar says, are you ever going to toss the shout filter in Clan, or am I going to have to continue to backdoor it? Michael Feldman is the name, says Primera Angeler.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I should get rid of the shout filter in... Clan Channel?
I think so, but I also didn't think the backdoor was Darian Lar's specialty.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, because I always say something. Oh, boy. you gotta do some crazy. Mushroom Bob says, how many extra special and regular Crimbo stockings remain unopened? Well, let's check. First of all, let's see how many Crimbo Pressies remain unopened. Crimbo Pressy. There are... Wow, only 19 of those are left. And one of them belongs to Annika. In Canoe's old attention whore multi.
You know, I still see In Canoe dropping my...
Yeah, no, again. Totally. Like... He logs in on a every few daily, if not daily, basis. Crimbo Stocking. Query, 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 query. There are... wow, there's a ton of those. 9,754 of those unopened still. That's pretty significant. And the extra special one, I don't think there are that many. Extra special Crimbo stocking. Aldous says, sorry to ask again. Now that we can view everyone's familiars, is there a chance of a best named familiar in the kingdom contest? You know, that's something that I actually meant to do a long time ago. Wow, there are actually a ton of those extra special Crimbo stockings still left.
I'm
not
surprised
how many
that people didn't
open. There are 77 of them left unopened.
Huh.
I'll be damned. Yeah, what am I saying? I used to think that it would be cool to occasionally go through and just give people, like, rewards for having cool names and stuff, but it's just one of those things that it's, like, so much time involved in doing it.
Yeah, if we were lucky, we could get something that would be on the scale of the Yeti Names project. As far as having to audit 15,000 entries.
Yeah, that was a mess. Took a long time, though.
We actually did it.
Yeah, we did. No, we looked at every goddamn one of those things. Ponjo says, how about a channel tavern, which requires you to have Temulency to join? The tavern is going to be something else. The tavern is going to be something cool.
Hey, how do I get an E with an accent on it in editing monster descriptions?
Ampersand E acute, semicolon.
E acute with no space?
Yeah, E-A-C-U-T-E.
Okay, so now the Knob Goblin Master Chef should be... Yep.
Excellent.
Oh, I think Flambe has an accent on the end of it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody will tell me if that's not the case.
RPG Crazy says, how long is Jick's to-do list? Almost as long as Jick's wang, which is very, very long. Let's see... Focus 2335 says, are there going to be any new familiars on the way? There are a ton of them in Ascension content, and not any coming before that. Phantom491 says, how about a calendar for your campsite? Yes, indeed. That is, yeah, that's something we've been thinking about. Amazing Upa says, what about having a log of buffs you receive? I think it would help out the people who worry about identifying who buffed them. I mean, you get the notification, and I feel like that's enough. Yeah. Johnny says you could stick a small icon of a calendar page right after the moons on the menu pane.
Yeah. I hate to put more stuff on the menu pane, though.
Yeah, although, you know, I've just thought that, like, clicking on the moons should do something.
Hmm. There's not any... Is there any space at the campsite that you...
There
actually,
is.
Actually, Jumbo Brian suggests what we intended to do a long time ago, which make some kind of calendar available, maybe different varieties of calendar for your campsite.
Yeah, that was something we talked about. Swordmaster9944 says, do you have Xbox Live? Not anymore, because I cannot figure out how to renew my Xbox Live membership without just going and buying a new Xbox Live kit. Like, their website is the most confusing thing that I've ever seen. I really wanted to give Microsoft some money, but they just wouldn't let me. Muncher Bob says, can you make clan announcements not go away unless deleted? They don't actually go away. It just only shows the most recent several. I mean, yeah. Maybe I could make a thing where you could click to see the rest of the clan announcements. Let's see old announcements. You can almost abbreviate that ANUS. Wait, you can abbreviate announcements ANUS.
Yep.
Well, I'm getting an echo of myself again. Has something changed?
Nothing has changed.
Man, that's weird.
No, seriously, I haven't touched it.
I haven't done anything either. Huh. That's going to be annoying. Let's see. Reading through these, there's a bunch of stuff saying that yes, we do give away candy cane for the Botox and gingerbread bugbear for other people suggested gingerbread bugbear for radio gear, says Udaluke and JLE. Wow, this is annoying. Can you call me back on Skype, Mr. Scullin?
I think we could probably do that.
Alright, sorry folks.
You're experiencing technical you're experiencing difficulty in speaking as well. Please stand by.
Hello there.
Hi, how's that?
Yeah, that's much better.
Huh.
No idea why that would just start doing that all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're also louder, so...
Am I?
Big ups to Skype.
Oh, man.
Only knows.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, tell them to start sending jumbo limes now. Yeah. Lusty Pirate Wench is like, yar, matey. I'll give you a happy ending if you send me a jumbo lime. Lol. Let's see. Lydak says, hello, wouldn't it be cool to have a monthly accessory like handcuffs that allowed you to attach two familiars together and use them both in combat? That would be so difficult to deal with and so unbalancing. It's a neat idea. I'm sure Mr. Skellhead especially likes the handcuffs aspect.
I don't know about putting handcuffs in the game. There are a lot of perverts out there.
Yeah.
Damn perverts.
Weird Ali says, can you change the trophy case to be able to display all items? I want everyone to see my gourd potions. No, sorry. Not going to put quest items in there. Whatever you do, says Cheeky Jazz, don't implement a zombie parrot familiar. We'd see that as selling out. Inari says, what do I get if I send Jick Monopoly money? You get...
ignored.
Yeah. There you go. Madame Defarge says, I'm a woman and an English major, damn it.
Yeah, I was an English major too. I can see why you're upset about that.
Yeah. Let's see. Armax says, half of all players are 50-year-old fat men in their mom's basement. I'm sure that's probably pretty close to true. Bashy have previously demanded ridding of clan shout filter, it nonsensical and greatly anger crotch of Bashy. Were Hera to be being of there, it would stand on end in anger. Let's see. Joe is me says, how about an elf farm area, as alluded to in the raffles? I've always thought KOL could use some elven smackdown, be it the generic archer guys or maybe a Keebler tree. Aren't there some... you know, there's a sort of vague reference to the Keebler elves.
Yeah, I think the trolls actually overcame the cookie-making elves in this universe.
Right. Let's see. Ironically, says PVA, I just posted a thread in the forums about best familiar names before you read that. Ah, well, good. It seems like somebody's already taken care of that for us. PVA, if you want to send us some nominees, maybe we can give the very best winner something. Hot Stuff says, feel free to mention that Darian Lar, while talking about the new Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie, mentioned that she liked Deep Throat. How surprising is that, Mr. Skullhead?
There seems to be an overuse of quotation marks in Hot Stuff's quote.
Right, indeed. Have you ever actually seen that movie?
Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, 70s porn is all about kind of ugly women and hairy guys, but this one even more so.
Huh.
Just a lot of cocksucking.
Wow, that's...
And you know, like a normal woman's face is real attractive when engaged in that, but this is a spectacularly unattractive woman doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder what made them decide to do that and what made it so well known. Cheeky Jez says, my favorite adventure is the Pie Monkey one in the Palindome. Is Pie Monkey officially back with us? We like him. I think Pie Monkey is home for summer vacation and didn't have a job yet, so he was playing for a while, but I don't know, he comes and goes.
Thank Karma Chameleon.
Moxious Mouse says, will we get to keep accomplishments like donating to the Canon Fund after Ascension? Yes. The things that you can't do anymore, I'm pretty sure that I've moved all of those to a different table. You can't tell the difference now, but you will notice that they don't go away. Those accomplishments don't go away upon Ascension. Cheeky Zombie says, why doesn't the Lucky Tam add 10 more pounds to the Leprechaun? It does. No, Cheesy Zombie, I'm sorry. It does, effectively. It just doesn't show up as adding that many pounds to the Leprechaun. Wow, looks like we got 19 minutes left and no more questions.
No more questions, please. No more questions.
No, we want more questions.
Huh. The Great Merc posts a link for you to buy a 12-month Xbox Live subscription card on Amazon.
Right, but I mean, I want to reactivate my existing account by going to their website and giving them a credit card, which seems like the kind of thing that would make it pretty easy for you to do, right?
Right.
But it really doesn't. Oh, let's see. Sephiroth asks how many broken cellular phones are left. I don't want the show to turn into this, so I'm going to stop doing this after today.
Yeah.
But, I think I've said that before, though. Broken cellular phone. Da-da-da-da-da. Query. There are a ton. There are 212,363.
Because you can't get rid of those, can you?
I don't think so. You can't use them. Yeah.
They're just sitting there waiting for us to come up with something interesting.
Well, I mean, they serve the purpose I wanted them to serve.
Hmm. Drave 117 or possibly Dravelt says, can you make it so we can use alt codes and familiar names so we can give our sombreros proper Spanish names? And I would agree with that.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Focus 2335 says, my leprechaun's name is Phil McGroin.
Not as good as Phil McGroin. Thank you for playing, though.
Let's see. Oh, he says also that the Xbox Live subscriptions should have been automatically renewed. The thing is, the credit card that I had on file expired, and so it didn't. And Armax says, reminder, don't forget the This Player Has Player Made Music link in our profiles. Yes, I know. I need to do that. Dark Arconio points out that there are handcuffs in the kingdom.
There is exactly one set. Those aren't handcuffs. They're fuzzy bracelets.
They're fuzzy bracelets. Liberace Guevara says, I just found an emotional fish album in my collection, and I still like it. Where did I reference that?
I wonder if she's talking about the emo squid.
No, there's a band called An Emotional Fish.
Yeah.
That somewhere I made fun of them in some item description, and I don't think it was that. Let's see. Caffeine Black says, this has probably been asked before, but could you make it so there is a log of completed trades similar to the K-Mail Outbox? Probably not. Yeah, I don't think I want to mess with that, because there's a lot of data in those, and it's just, you're the first person that's ever asked, so, I don't know, we'll see. If a lot of other people think that that would be useful, then maybe I can get it on a list of things to consider, but, hey. Joshua Gray says, did something happen in the ridiculously huge swords, or did something happen to the ridiculously huge swords? Spent 100-plus adventures in the airship and didn't receive one. No, nothing's changed there. You must have just had a bad case of the randoms. We're getting a lot of... Now there's suddenly like a ton of new messages. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm looking at the YQM online and looking at Zach's mind, but he's got like 10 songs, and I'm not sure which one we're supposed to be looking at.
PVA says E. Peters 02s is set to a TMBG song. Inari says, also, can we have an option to edit all familiar names at once? Yeah, probably should add that at some point.
That would be so nice.
Madam, especially for those people who do that weird thing where they, like, tell a story with all the names of their familiars. why is it, says Broccoli Soup, that if you give yourself more than about 80 or 90 turns of beaten up, it resets back to, like, 15 turns? I don't remember. I think I made it so I didn't want people to get more than, like, X turns of beaten up, which was something... You know, I just didn't want to screw people. Lusty Pirate Wench says, will there be a new familiar on June 1st? There'll be a new something on June 1st. Ponjo says, Jick, have you seen the Star Wars movie? That's a good topic for now. Have we not had a show since I saw Episode 3?
I'm pretty sure we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah, I liked it. Scully didn't see it yet. And Hot Stuff is a jerk, because he didn't like it. Let's see. Pumpkin Eve says, since you're out of questions, I will just say, I heart Pie Monkey. Pumpkin Eve hearts you, Pie Monkey.
I think we all heart Pie Monkey.
Yeah, we all do.
Just a little bit.
Let's see. Amazing Oopa says, what about having pieces of birthday cake to give to other players on their birthday? It's kind of awkward to give them pieces of wedding cake, and birthday candles are just too expensive. Well,
it's almost as if...
Yeah, you're predicting the future. Werebear says, I just sent $10 Canadian to you through PayPal. Will it be processed properly, No, it won't. Sorry that you did that, because that's just going to get processed like a nothing donation, because it's not $10 American. So please, those of you who are listening, do not do that, because it's got to be, you know, part of the joke is I need it to actually be the postal mail currency donation. AngryKitty25 says, I'm not sure if you answered this, but can you please fix /last? The names are clickable, but bring up my profile. Thanks. Huh. That's an interesting bug. let me take a look at that. Links in / last. Okay. Wow. Untitled says, what do you think about... these are all PMs to me, which I wouldn't normally read, but since we're... since we're running out of questions. He says, what do you think about evening out the classes? For example, there are many more disco bands than Turtle Tamers, or does this really matter at all? In a post-ascension environment, it really won't make much difference because you can change classes so easily. Let's see. Darth Yoda says, do you have a ballpark time for Ascension, such as early or late summer? I'm still going to say early. Untitled says, I really like the Talking Heads reference in the ski mask item and the Weird Al reference in the snorkel. What's the Weird Al reference in the snorkel?
Oh, I just added that, because I've been going through the game again, and now I have the ability to mess with item descriptions.
Oh, yeah?
So just add it to the end. If you treat the snorkel well, it'll always be that game.
I'm not going on stage wearing glasses.
What
I'd rather
the fuck
be up
is
there, blind,
noise?
Basically, than have these glasses on.
Oh, holy shit. Wow. So, that was AOL Instant Messenger, which decided...
So we'll actually be...
Just randomly decided to start making noise.
Wow.
Thank you, AOL Instant Messenger, for putting advertisements with sound on the top of my goddamn AIM.
Yeah, but that didn't sound like... One of those was... They might be giants, and then...
Well, after the trailer, apparently the track I just added to Winamp started playing, so... Awesome. Anyway, what were we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by a trailer
Sisterhood
of the Goddamn Traveling Pants?
This sucks. It's been so long since we ran out of equipment. Did both of us forget to do system messages about the show today?
Yeah, I think we did.
That might have been the thing.
So
Fonjo says, again, can you fix the two beers with the same picture? Yes. sorry. Freakin' Monkey says, did you know that, quote, I didn't. The song from Zach's Mind is, quote, that recording, quote.
Oh, okay.
You want to go out on one of these, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to go out on the E. Peter So 2, that recording.
Okay. Is it good?
I haven't been able to listen to it because I've been on the radio with you since I heard about it.
Oh, an emotional fish is referenced as Wehrlein in the item description for the emo row. I guess you were right. Monsieur Bob says, you said there were 19 Crimbo Prezzies left, but there are 33 in the mall. Really? Are you positive about that? Are you thinking maybe of the small Crimbo Prezzy? Let me see how many of those are in the mall. Shadows Light says, when you ascend, can your list of personal outfits be deleted? That might... I don't know. It seems like that might bother more people. All right, it looks like there's probably 33 small Crimbo Prezzies in the mall. Or 19... Yeah, 33 small Crimbo Prezzies in the mall. I mean, the original, old-school Crimbo Prezzies.
I wonder how that breaks down with the player base, what they would prefer, because I found it kind of irritating to have all these names of outfits that I couldn't equip.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you spend all the time putting those together... Yeah, the original Crimbo Prezzies can't be sold in the mall. I think those were non-transferable.
As they should have been.
Indeed.
If only the gear were non-transferable. Oh, well. It's too late to make it non-transferable now.
African Ninja says his cousin had the same problem with changing credit cards and losing Xbox Live. He just made a new account. Couldn't figure out how to change the credit card. I couldn't even figure out how to make a new account. It was weird, although I think somebody sent me a link for that. So, says Morbeth, any chance on a confirm button to remove people from your contact list? Sorry if this is a repeat. I mean, it's so easy to put somebody back on your contact list that I don't see the need to confirm taking them off. Nikosoft says, why not a mechanism in the kingdom to see how many items are in existence? Well, there is that mechanism, and it's usable by me, and it really hits the database pretty hard, so I don't want to make that available to other people. GT1 says, Bang Potion, Dungeon of Doom Potions, traits are particular to each character. Will the traits stay the same through ascensions? No, they won't. We figured out a way to make that change when you ascend.
Awesome.
I think it was actually Xenophobe figured out a sort of a better way to... better way to go with that. And so, yeah, anything that's different from character to character will be different from ascension to ascension also. Because I believe we went through and made everything work that way. And anything we add in the future.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Sanzo the Cook says, is there a way we can add underscores into our names similar to the capitalization option? No, because for a long time you were able to create names that were identical to other people with permutations of underscores and spaces, and there are still probably a lot of those in existence, so that would cause some serious problems if I made it so you could do that. Sticky Nut says, please shock the monkey. God the Mod 2 says, does Radio Bugbear have anyone bleated? No, I don't believe so.
Yes, he does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, there was a guy when I was doing a show solo who sent a good 10 screens full of the same question.
How did you get into the Radio Bugbear account?
I asked him to stop over and over and finally / ignored him.
Yeah, but how did you get into the Radio Bugbear account?
Yeah, how in the hell did I... Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I banned him from chat. So, no, Radio Bugbear doesn't have anybody to read it. Okay, never mind. How are we going to make the Mr. A thing known? Or are we not?
I think we're not.
Just going to let it kind of trickle down?
Yeah, I mean, I changed the item description to when you... So if you see it in somebody's profile and click on it, it's, you know, it says... I Canadianified the first part of the description and then said that this item is bestowed on people who send $10 Canadian via postal mail. I'm now worried people are going to do a lot of $8 PayPal transactions and not get rewarded for that, because that's going to be irritating for all of us. I guess I can show Zly how to deal with ones that have already happened. Boy, I'm out of steam and out of questions. How long is that E-Peter So 2 remix?
Well, I think the Zach's Mind one is a decently long thing. We might as well just play it.
Okay. So are you suppose we're done for the day?
Our replacement, iSpeculum, said that he was heading off to grab something from the corner store and hasn't come back yet.
Okay.
So
I would rather quit early than start sucking real bad.
Yeah. I think we'll go out with a bang on this Zach's Mind and E-Peter So 2 remixes. All right.
Leave me on Skype so I can hear it. All right. And everybody, good night. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of Random Noun with Jick and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jick is in the house.
Yes, Jick is in the house.
But
not in the same house.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of
inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
That needs to be found.
That recording? Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
That needs to be found.
That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
That needs to be found.
That recording?
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of
inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah. That needs to be found. That recording?
And the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah. That needs to be found. That recording?
And the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah. All of this is strange to me. It runs on elves, as far as I'm concerned.
That recording?
That needs to be found.
Wow.
It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't seem painful to me.
That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
10 minutes of kissing the ass of our constituency with Jake and Mr. Scott.
The collective ass of our constituency.
Constituency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Yes, Chick is in the house.
Wow.
It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of
inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
That needs to be found.
That recording? Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
All of this is strange to me. It runs on elves, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
Wow.
It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
That needs to be found.
That recording?
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of...
Inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah. That needs to be found. That recording?
The organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah. That needs to be found. That recording?
And the organic growth that led to the inconsistency. So it will actually be 120 minutes of Pumpkin Pie with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Instead of 30 minutes of Jake and Mr. Skullhead fucking with settings. And we do want to get to all of your questions and all of your comments. I hate web standards, and I like writing crappy code. I like forcing people to click on things over and over and over and over again, and that makes me proud. Checking the database, checking the database.
Sifting.
Are we disconnected?
Sifting.
Are we lost?
Sifting.
It's more fun when you don't know.
Sifting.
Let's see. What is, Alexi, the appeal for you?
Well, there's not much appeal now.
Yes, I forgot where I was going with that.
What have we ever done that makes people that scared that we're just going to take away all their shit? Oh, yeah, that time we took away all their shit. If I learn anymore, I'll be a threat to national security. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
50.
Whoa, holy crap. Pretty scary. Yeah.
I don't like money, and I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, have a swimming pool filled with gold coins in the backyard of my mansion.
If I burn down any more buildings, I'll be a threat to national security. My hole punch just leaped out of my coffee cup full of hole punches. At the expense of every other person playing the game who doesn't care about your stupid bullshit and doesn't want the game to run really slow.
This is awesome to be on a live radio show talking about my particular vomiting habits.